And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are at Martin Stadium as our Lowndes High Vikings play host to the Tift County Blue Devils, the ninth game of the 2013 season. We lead 14-7. Wes, we talked about earlier in the pregame show, I can't believe it's the ninth game of the season. It just seems like this season has flown by.
And, Bill, it has went faster than any season I think we've had before. And
we're just getting older, that's why. You know how time goes faster the older you get.
Wait a minute, I resemble that remark.
Yes, you do.
And I believe we got an update. We were just shown it is Brunswick 12, Camden 10, and it's in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, into the fourth quarter. Not necessarily surprising scores, but we talked about it a little while ago. The parity that we have in Region 1-6A now leads to that. Valdosta was still leading Colquitt the last we heard, I think 10-3. You just don't know in this region. There isn't a team that has just stepped out and said, we're number one. I thought it was Colquitt, and they may still come back and win this game. Who knows? But Colquitt, up to this point, had been that dominant team so far in the region. But this just kind of leads to that parity and shows that it really doesn't matter in this region. There is quality coaching, quality athletes, and in any given Friday night, somebody can win.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're needing a victory tonight to absolutely guarantee us a place in the playoffs. A loss by Tifton tonight, and they're out. Just like we put Coffee out last week, Tifton will be out with a loss tonight. And, you know, they're battling because they'd like to be in the playoffs, especially with the additions that John Reed made to his staff, former Valdosta State offensive coordinator Chris Bowden and former Valdosta State defensive coordinator Ashley Andrews. And speaking of Valdosta State, tell you what, fellas, if you've not seen Valdosta State play lately, you need to go see them play because Kenny Moore is lighting it up as a freshman on defense. And he'll be playing at home tomorrow. For all you Viking fans who missed seeing Kenny play, you can get out to Bazemore Hyder and see him play against Valdosta State tomorrow. See some former Viking players. There's a couple of them. That is flat. Mike Miller as the center and Kenny Moore on defense.
Do want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lowndes High football. Folks like it, we always got to talk about the guys that bring us food. Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, I really want to thank them for their support this year. They fed us every night that we've been here, in the press box of Bubba Jack's Crab Shack over on Hill Avenue. Folks like Austin's Cattle Company, General Rental Center, Traditions Flooring, Southwest Georgia Bank, Astro Exterminating, Napa Auto Parts, Choice Automotive, Shane's Rib Shack, Cass Birch, Southeastern Federal Credit Union, Nashville Tractor, Ashley Furniture, Brooker Insurance, Heritage Bank, Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, Horizon RV, Laws Furniture, Benefit Advisors of Georgia, Crystal River Seafood, Apple Care, Tomlinson Body Shop, Waller Heating and Air, and the iGadget Doctor. Thank you all for your sponsorship of Lowndes High Football.
And we're set to kick off, I think, Bill.
Yep, we are ready for the second half and for all your play-by-play action. The voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Nick Hart set to kick off. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings will be kicking toward that south end zone. Back deep is Ladarius Stewart. And number two, that is Malik Henry. Have no idea who's – well, that's Coach Steve Holly down there. Pine Grove Middle School. That's where that yell came from.
Now it came all the way from Pine Grove Middle School, too, I think.
Let's see. Looks like we will kick it deep to start the ball game. Let's see what happens. And we do.
Into that Coffin corner.
Stewart will take it at the 6. He's across the 10. Comes near side at the 15. We hit him when he gets to the 20. He'll go down about the 22-yard line. And that will where Tiff will take over as we start the second half. Vikings leading 14-7. As Bill, as I've told you time and time again, as an old man once told me, a wise old man, the least important thing in life is a score at halftime. The most important possession of any ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. And let's see what happens here. We lead at 14-7. Tiff will take over. First and 10 from the 22. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Wedgeworth gives it to Stewart. Trying to get outside. He gets hit and go down at the line of scrimmage. Be that second and 10 from there, and that's how you start off with a defensive play.
Yeah, number 59, A.J. Harper, right there, meets him at the line, drops him, and for very little gain, if any, it'll be second down. We will give that no gain. Second down and 10 for the Blue Devils here to start the second half.
Blue Devils headed toward the north end zone. Wedgeworth will send twins left, twins right. We show man coverage. Show blitz. Now we back out. He drops straight back, throws out in the flats, catch. Oh! I said the catch was made by Malik Henry of Tiff County. The ball went through his hands and incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 11:11 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. Bill, that will make it third and 10.
Yeah, if Henry would have caught the ball, it would have only been for about a two-yard gain because Eric Hart was right there wrapping him up as soon as he was going to make the catch. But the ball a little high right through his hands. And as Wes said, third down and 10 now. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 11:11 here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 14-7.
We go with three down linemen. And we stand our defensive ends up on the end. They keep it. Are in the round. We hit him as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Bill, that was number 22 on the carry.
30. Oh, I'm sorry.
Brian Bennett for the Blue Devils. And that will be fourth down. And Tift will have to punt on their first possession inside. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7, and we send Jock Alexander back deep, standing about our own 45-yard line.
It was 32. Brian Bell in on the tackle to save that and bring up fourth down.
And waiting on the tip punt. They're standing inside the 10. We blocked one earlier and scored off of it. And this time he gets it away. Alexander fields it. Gets hit immediately, and he'll go down at the tip, 49-yard line. 10:22 to go here in the third quarter. The Vikings leading 14-7. We'll have our first possession of the night, and it will start in tip territory at the 49.
If we can get Marty Rogers down on the sideline, I don't know if he has made his way down there, but we talked about this at halftime.
Yes, sir.
Marty, what did we do? We kicked it deep, got the ball kicked into midfield.
Exactly what we wanted to do. We were sitting here. We won the field position of that because we're now starting at midfield.
First and 10 Vikings. We're in the shotgun. First and 10 at the 49. We've got a man in motion. And there's a whistle. And what do we got?
Tiff County calls timeout. With that, we're going to take a 30-second break. And when we come back, Vikings are still leading 14-7. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
Back at a Commercial Banking Company press box, it will be first and 10 Vikings at the Tiff 49, our first possession of the third quarter. Vikings lead it 14-7, 10:22 to go here. We got a man in motion towards us, and they give it to him on the inner out. And that's number 22.
Daquan Mitchell. Daquan. We've tried that a couple times. It was pretty successful the first time. This time they were waiting on it right there at the corner.
And that will be almost a no gain. It is, so it'll be second and 10. Malik Roberts lines up a wide receiver near side. We send two receivers to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. He gives it to Robinson around the right side. Breaks one tackle as he crosses the 45 and gets down to about the 40-yard line. Let's see where they're going to mark him out of bounds at. They say he stepped out at the 42, so that's to the second 10. Now we'll go to third and about three with 9:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I thought that he had gotten a little more yardage and Malik Henry pushed him out, but they say he stepped out just a yard or two before then.
Gabe Neighbors checks in at tight end. And that is Daquan Mitchell at the wideout. Austin Dixon changes the play. Tiff goes to a four-man front. They've got a corner walk up on the line looking to blitz from the outside. They're showing safety over there, and we run away from the play. Great call. Whatever the offensive, whoever called it just right. We get the first down as we get inside the Tiff 40-yard line because they blitzed Bill from the Vister side of the field, and we ran it to the press box side.
Well, we showed a look like we were going to pass to either Gabe Neighbors coming out over here and on this right side, but yet we ran to that side with the strength of the tight end on that side. And you're right, the blitz came from the left side of the offensive side of offensive line, and the Vikings picked it up nicely.
Weird. It's first and 10 Vikings down to the Tiff 36.5-yard line. Tiff goes back to a five-man front. Daniels in motion. Give it to him on the counter. Gets hit as he crosses the 35. And there's a lot of whistles and a lot of shoving down there.
Got an extra yard after that initial contact.
And they'll get him down to the 34. So 1, 2, 3 yard carry, second and seven from there. We're at 9:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. Our first possession of the third quarter. We've got two tight ends to the Viking side of the field. Actually, it's double tights. Double tights to this side. Dixon under center. Brandon Roberts, far side. We give it to Nate Brantley. And up the middle he goes, and there comes the flag in. I think they've got us for a legal procedure, Bill.
Yeah, as he got through, what a nice run. But then the flag comes in. There's a second flag now at the end of the run. Let's see.
This flag back here, it may be encroachment by the defense. It's either going to be that or they got us with an illegal shift.
Well, let's see. There's a lot of conversation. There are, it looks like there may be two actual penalties here. So we'll sort that out. Get the official word from the referee down on the field as he talks to his crew.
One is going to be right at the snap, and the other one's after the play. And I think they may get us for the play after play.
Again, chop block against the Vikings.
Guys, it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Christian handles this one because he was about halfway out the field just as soon as that play was over with. Of course, we all know, we talked about a little bit, but right before the first half, he had some words with the officials. He was quite unhappy with the calls in the first half. That's the third chop block of the game.
That'll mark them back 15 yards, so the Vikings find themselves in a hole again, back to the 50.
And that'll be second.
And in a play like this, you look at the players, and second and 23. The players are looking around at each other. They're not really sure where they're getting the call at.
All right, ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. So again, double tight, double stack to our side of the field. Brandon Roberts in motion. They give it to Roberts around the left side, gets hit in the backfield. They hit him again, and we'll lose more yardage. We'll lose about six more yards back to our own 46-yard, 44-yard line. So we are going backwards in a hurry.
Well, and Marty and I talked about this at halftime. All of a sudden, you've got second and long, third and long, and the defense has nothing to lose at this point. They are pinning their ears back, and they are coming after it.
Try third and 29. The ball back on our 44-yard line. Dixon, a slide under center with double tight ends. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tipton pulling their ears back. Here they come. Play action pass. Rolls right. They're chasing Dixon. Stop. Throws way downfield. Intercepted out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
Yeah, not one of the smarter plays. I mean, Austin is just trying to get rid of the ball. And when you're running that hard to your right and you've got three defenders down there, you can't throw it into the open field. You've got to push that thing towards your wide receiver, but out of bounds where nobody else can get it. And as a result, Tiff County's going to have the ball in pretty good field position at about the 34-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils at their own 34.
Bill, like you were saying, they pinned their ears and came back. That play was actually open. Brandon was wide open early, but Austin had to run around the defensive end to get time to throw it, and then it was too late, and that's why the interception.
Ball on the near hash mark. Tipton sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. We go back to a five-man front. Play action. Drops back. We got a hand on him. He gets away from one man, too. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and picks up 2 yards. Ryan Wedgeworth, the senior, showing why he's such a good quarterback in Region 1-6A. 7:40 to go, third period, third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. It'll be second and eight. Very tight game here at Martin Stadium on senior night. We're broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company press box. Again, Chip will send a receiver near side, single receiver far side. Three backs in the backfield. Wedgeworth gives it to Stewart. Stewart gets hit by, Trey Jackson had him by one hand. The ball is on the ground. The ball is on the ground. What are they going to call?
Well, no, the umpire says it's down. The line judge threw his beanbag. There's a discrepancy here. Let's see.
He's saying the
umpire has done it longer, and I think he's going to win out.
Guys, I hate to say it again, but the crowd's got a reason to be upset on this one because Zach Copeland grabbed him by the back of the jersey, and he was fighting for extra yards, and that ball came out. And I've watched the guy come down. I saw the ball by his feet while he was still up. It hadn't even come close to the ground. He was still standing. So they missed that one, guys.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Third and nine. Four-man's rush. He bobbles the ball. Wedgworth does. He's got it. Trying to get ball comes loose. Ball comes loose, and Vikings have it. Vikings have it at the 45-yard line of 50. Wedgworth bobbled it on the snap, started running, thought he could have the first down, got tackled as he was going down. It came loose. I didn't see who recovered it.
Well, I didn't either. We'll get that here in just a moment. I know our guys down here will get that for us. We'll double-check that number for you. But it was Nate Brantley on the recovery. And the Vikings have it first down and 10 in Blue Devil territory at the 45.
Wes, Bill,
yes.
The missed call on the fumble before that woke up our crowd. Let's see if they stay in this thing, because that would be a big help for us if they do.
Yeah,
they,
this crowd, it's a big crowd here tonight.
DeMarcus Jackson, Gabe Neighbors, wide receivers to the near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Tipped in a five-man front. We give it to Anthony Robinson, the sophomore. Stiff arm a man as he crosses the 45 down to the 40, all the way down to the 38-yard line. Pick up about 8 yards, give him 7 yards on the carry. Second and three as it gets down to the 37, and the sophomore showing a lot of life and a lot of spirit for our Vikings. Ball on the near hash mark. 5:50 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. We've got a tight end to our side of the field. Dixon will be in the shotgun. Arvin Berry, the up back, tipped in a five-man front. Here they come. Quick pass out. That is to number 26, DeMarcus Jackson. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. Bill, I had an excellent call.
Yeah, just a quick up and throw out to the corner. He's right there. All he had to do was pick up a few yards, and the Vikings have a first down. As that's the first of the second half here.
Dixon looks to the sideline. He gets the play. He has those same two receivers to the near side. Tipped in man coverage. They're showing blitz off the corner. Let's see if they come. They do. But we give it to Robinson. Robinson behind that offensive line. And they... There comes flags everywhere.
It'll be
a late hit out of bounds.
Well, the defender for Tipp County was running him out of bounds. But it's that last little bump, and he was a good, you know, yard or two out of bounds, probably down right where Marty is. What do you got for him, Marty?
I was trying to get out of the way of the play there, but it was exactly what you said, Bill. He ran him out of bounds, but when he got back about where our players stand by the white line, he actually gave him a pretty good shove, and Anthony, of course, went flying almost all the way towards the bench. And you had three different officials call that one, so there was no question about that one.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, the Parts Supply sideline update. And they'll mark it off. They'll take it all the way down to the tip, 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for our Vikings. They've been penalized twice for 30 yards.
I was going to say, well, it's only the second penalty against the Blue Devils tonight.
We've been penalized six times for 52. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 14-7. Now we go double tight ends to the left side. Tip is shifting that way. We come back to the near side with a man in motion. Give it to the up back, Ahmad Sneed, the fullback, as he crosses the 15 down to about the 14, maybe the 13-yard line. He'll come out. Nate Brantley will check in at fullback. It'll be second and about five from the 13. The Vikings are threatening. Austin Dixon runs to the sidelines. He gets the play. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle running stats and everything else. Nate Brantley, Anthony Robinson in the backfield. Jerome Daniels wing back to the near side as we double tied in it to the right side here in front of the press box. Dixon again to Robinson around the right side, trying to follow that offensive line. He does. He squirts through. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Anthony Robinson.
And now a flag comes out after the play.
Coach McPherson is kind of beside himself. What was that for? Hold on just a minute, guys. Hold on.
Now, he was in the end zone, Bill. Touchdown was signaled, and then the flag came out.
There's discussion with the umpire and the head official.
Now, I will say this. The umpire is a former college referee.
And a lot of discussion here. I'm just not sure what... I mean, I understand getting the call right, but it's either this or that or not at all, so let's get it right.
that it was one of their guys actually was on the ground and tried to kick one of our guys. So I think they're trying to decide how the penalty at this point.
Okay. Touchdown counts. Dead ball, personal foul against the Vikings. Dead ball, personal foul against Tim.
And they'll offset.
They'll offset it. We'll kick us an extra point.
So all that, and the Vikings score a touchdown. They lead 20-7, awaiting the extra point.
And I want to say that showed some maturity on Anthony Robinson's part, Bill, because he followed that offensive line, stayed behind them, didn't try to outrun it, and there he went.
Oh, they're marking, and they're doing that this year. They're literally marking the 15 and then marking the half the distance back. So we're actually kicking the extra point from the 10.
Yes. We will kick it. We will set it down now at the 16, so this will be about a 26-yard extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And with 4:45 to go in the third quarter, Vikings 21, Tip 7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box in Martin Stadium. We're set to kick off. Nick Hart puts his left foot into it. Short kick will be taken about the 13, up to the 10, the 20. Here comes Stewart looking for a place to go, crosses the 30, and he gets drilled at the 32, and there comes the flag in.
That was number two on the carry, on the kick return, Malik Henry. And there is a flag on the field, Wes.
While they do that, quickly, let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings with five plays, went 45 yards, ran 1 minute and 28 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 13-yard touchdown run by number 34, Anthony Robinson. Vikings lead 21-7, 4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
And we had a block. I think it was a hold. It's a hold on tip. They'll bring the ball all the way back to the tip, 13-yard line.
So the Vikings will start deep in the hole.
No, the tip will start
Tip will start deep in the hole.
4:37 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 21-7. Tip, three receivers near side. Single receiver far side. We're in a four-man front. Ball on the far hash mark. Ryan Wedgwood for Tipton takes the snap. Gives it to Stewart around the left side, looking for a hole, trying to get outside. Got a big hole as it crosses the 15, gets up to the 20.
They're going to give him the 21 even, Wes.
And that'll give him about about 8 yards.
That's the first kind of breakout that we've seen from the running backs from Tift County. 4:16 the clock running here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-7. It's second down and three now for the Blue Devils.
7 minutes to go over in Moultrie, and it's the Cats 10, Moultrie 9. Wedgworth, two receivers far side, two near side. That, he starts,
there's a whistle,
blows, and there's a flag, and we got a legal procedure against Tip.
That'll so mark them off 5 yards.
To the second and two. It'll be second and about seven.
One of the things we talked about in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff is Tip County has repeatedly kind of shot themselves in the foot this year. They've made some fumbles. They've made some mistakes. And that's been kind of evident here tonight. But they are a talented football team, and they are on the mend. I see this being a great football team going forward.
Trip to the far side, single receiver near side. Vikings in a four-man front. Wedgworth with the ball on the near hash mark, standing at his 11-yard line. Gives it, nope, quarterback keeper. No, he gave it to Stewart, the up back. Stewart's across the 20, up to about the 23-yard line, so that's going to make it a very manageable first down with 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 21-7.
Yeah, third and a very short one here for the Blue Devils.
And the Tiff has used a timeout already, so they're down. They only have two timeouts left as we get inside 3 minutes to go headed toward that fourth quarter. As soon as we get you some more updates from region scores, we'll get them to you, folks. Split his receivers. Single receiver far side, single receiver near side. He's under center. Barks the signals hard. Nothing happens. And
Tim
calls timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium. And I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Random Recruits and Coaches Show. sponsored in part by the Lodge Body Works at Cheddar's on Norman Drive on Tuesday night. Coach Mack will sit down. We'll be there at 6:45. We'll have our roundtable discussion, and then Coach Mack will be in. We'll talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming ball game against Camden County. Third and one. Blue Devils let their receivers go under center. Wedgeworth, play action pass, throws out, catch made. Yes, got the first down by a spot. The official on the far side watched it as the receiver made the catch. That was number 21, Brian Denson, and he got just, I mean, the length of the football for the first down. And, of course, the official was right on the spot.
Yeah, the quarterback took a big hit, too, right on the throw.
2:48 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 21-7. Tips put football on the far side of the field. Wedgeworth again splits his receivers. We're in man coverage. Five-man front for the Vikings. Our linebackers play in their regular zones. Quarterback keeper, he's still got the ball, gets hit, and he goes. Brandon Roberts makes a tackle at the 30 as Wedgeworth will pick up about 5 yards on the carry.
Yeah, they're going to mark him right on the 30, so a 5-yard pickup, second down and 5 now for the Blue Devils. Clock continues to run. That's that quarterback option read, and one of the things that the Viking defense has to be careful of with the quality of runner that Wedgeworth is.
Wedgeworth will bring two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Now he's got trips to the near side. We go to a 4-man front. Little bubble screen after Malik Henry. He has the first down as he crosses the 35 up to the 36-yard line. They needed 4 yards, 5. He got himself 6 and a first down for the Blue Devils as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the third.
Yeah, that little bubble screen, we had the coverage out there, the good blocking by the Blue Devils, and he's able to pick up just enough yards for the first down.
Remind everybody, Valdosta State plays North Alabama tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Come out and watch former Lounge players Mark Miller and Kenny Moore. Kenny Moore, a freshman, starting in the backfield. Wedgeworth with twins. We're showing blitz off the corner. Here we come, and we get him. He goes down. Corbion White made the tackle, but Bill, it was
Brian Bell that really disrupted it.
Brian Bell came off the corner really, really hard, disrupted that play, and allowed Corbion White to get in there for the sack. And that'll take him all the way back to the 29-yard line. Loses 7 yards, so it'll be second and 17 at their 29. A minute 20 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 21-7. And Tip presents twins near side, twins far side. Wedgeworth looking at that 5-man Viking front. Barks out the signals. Now steps to the line of scrimmage and changes the play. Steps back, says something to the Stewart behind him. They're at 3 seconds. They snap it. Keep it on the quarterback. Keeper tries to go right. He's across the 30. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, to the original line of scrimmage. So give him about 7, maybe 8 yards. Hey, that was pretty neat. Ryan Wedgeworth, the quarterback, reaches up and pats Brian Bell on the helmet and says, good job. Give him, Bill, I'm going to give him about 10 yards. So it'll be 3rd and 7. 3rd and 8 to go as we're inside 1 minute. Twins to the far side. Single twins to the near side. We're in a 3-man front. Showing blitz off the far side. There we come. And he just lost it way downfield. And we're going to have pass interference against the Vikings. They're going to call pass interference against Alex Brown. The ball was thrown high in the air.
We made a great play on the ball. I didn't see a lot of contact, but just enough. But he makes a tip on the ball and knocks it away without hitting the defender at that point. But they're going to say there was contact earlier. 14.4 seconds left here in the third quarter. That'll be a first down for the Blue Devils.
I'm trying to be nice. Thank you, Bill. Just nod your head and smile. As they marked the penalty off, that was one of those that could have went either way. But I'll take it down to our 47-yard line. Will it be 1st and 10 for Tipton? Well, as Bill told you, 14.4 seconds to go here in the third period.
Well, the fans are upset about it. Let's stay upset, fans, and get on your feet.
Ball will be on the near hash mark as Wedgeworth will send two receivers far side, single receiver near side, two backs in the backfield with him. Linebacker show blitz. Now they back out. And he keeps on the quarterback keeper, and he gets hit at the 10, and there comes a flag in late.
Let's see what it is. I mean, we've been so jaded, we think it's on the Vikings immediately, so let's see where it is.
Usually it's either a hold, when that man that threw it, it's either a hold, and it is, or a face mask.
Hold against the Blue Devils, so it will be marked off. We've been so jaded as fans here in this game early. Just as soon as we saw the flag, you heard the groans from the Viking fans like, oh no, not another one. But be a little patient. This time it's against the Blue Devils.
And it happened behind the line of scrimmage, so it'll take it back to their 42-yard line where it will be first and...
We'll get the number here for you in just a minute. It looks like first and about 21.
Yep. Happened about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. And the clock will run down. We'll go to the fourth quarter, leading 21-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We're starting the fourth quarter. First down and 21 for the Blue Devils. And, yeah, I'm like you. Nobody flipped the field. The Vikings are still continuing, Tift County still heading toward the north end zone. How do you get done with a quarter and not flip it?
I have no idea. Illegal procedure.
That's the flag. I'm sorry, there was a flag that called against Tift County. But, yeah, I've never seen that. Unless there's a problem with the field, I can't believe no one switched the field here on the fourth quarter. So Tift County, as I said, still heading towards the north end zone. We'll get Marty to give us an update here in a minute.
I'm being told there's an untimed down.
Okay, that would have
been. Oh, so we're in the third quarter as an untimed down.
Yep. Twins left, twins right. Wedgeworth drops straight back. Look way downfield. And there should have been offensive pass interference, but it wasn't called, but there's a flag.
Looked to be holding on Corvion White. I mean, he was being mugged back here, and it is holding against the Blue Devils. That was second and 27. Did we get all that back into the third quarter and everything?
Yeah, we
did. Because we're still in the third quarter on untimed down.
Teddy, you want to step down there and tell them to put 12 minutes back on the clock? Because that's what they're going to do.
Well, the clock operator, guys, that it's untimed down, still third quarter. On zero. They said put it on zero.
Put it on zero.
And that will, they'll mark it off. And when they do this, we'll have us another.
Another untimed down. Now, what the white hat should be doing this, which is, I'm doing, you can't see it on radio. It's circling above your head. That's an untimed down. Now he did it.
Yep.
Tell him to put the clock on nothing but zero.
We got a guy down there, Taylor. I mean, Marty. Taylor's down there. All right, here's another untimed down at first and 42.
To Ladarius Stewart around the right side, gets tackled from behind. He'll lose yardage. So it'll be a first and about 45. Now
let's see.
I want to see if he's going to signal the fourth quarter or not.
Okay, hold on. Now, this should be the end of the third quarter, and they should put 12 minutes on the clock. They ran it again. All right, folks, we're going to the fourth quarter now here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 21-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We're going to start the fourth quarter again, it seems like. There was a couple of untimed downs in the third quarter. We kind of messed up, but we are now in the fourth quarter, second and 44 for the Blue Devils.
Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Wedgeworth drops straight back. Looking. Here comes a rush. Tucks the ball, starts to run. He gets hit by Nate Brantley. And the ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. And they're signaling third down.
They're still unpiling down there.
And they are signaling. Let's see. Yep, they still say it's third down. So it will be from second and 44. You can knock 7 yards off of that. So that'll be third and about 38.
36. Play clock has just started ticking.
We are in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 21-7 over the Tift County Blue Devils.
Now Tift, two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a three-man crutch. Wedgworth for the Blue Devils. Takes the snap. Straight back. Looks, throws across the middle. Some bumping, and there comes the flag, and they're going to call pass interference on Eric Hart. Now, Bill, it's not automatic anymore.
No, it's not an automatic. It's 15 yards, but not an automatic first down.
The only way it can be get a first down if they mark off, if it was within 15.
Guys, I've been hard on him tonight, but Eric Hart did step into the receiver on that play. High school football, the ball does not have to be catchable. That was a good call.
Yeah, it really was, and you're exactly right, but it is a 15-yard penalty from the previous spot, and it's 4th and 36. It's not enough for a first down. Now, fans are not happy about it, and they're not going to be happy about it. But, Marty, you're exactly right. Thanks for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update right on the spot, as Eric Hart did just do a little hip bump.
It's still going to be third and about 21, the ball out the 42-yard line. Tip, two receivers near side, two far side. 10:56 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-7. Three-man rush. Wedgworth back, looking across the middle. Throws it way downfield, looking for Malik Henry. Henry makes the catch at the 20-yard line. Flags down. Now, this could be either way. This could go either way.
No, I think Alex Brown might have been tugging on him on his way down. I'm afraid it's going to be defensive pass interference. Possibly. We'll get that correct for you here before we make a determination.
Waiting for the official to step out. Yep, pass interference. Vikings decline. It'll be first and 10, Tifton down at our 19-yard line. 10:48 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-7. That was a 39-yard pass play from Ryan Wedgworth to Malik Henry of Tifton.
We're in the fourth quarter leading 21-7, but Tift now, after that 39-yard play, it's first and 10.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Wedgworth keeps it back in the backfield. Little bubble screen after Malik Henry. We hit him immediately after he catches the ball, but he'll get a yard down to the 18. It'll be second and 9 from there. 10:30 to go here in the ball game. We're up by 14, 21-7. The Tifton trying to put some points on the board and cut into this 14-point lead. Ball on the far hash mark. We're in a three-man front, sometimes four now. As we know, it's obvious passing situations for Tifton. They again bring strips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Wedgworth keeps that back in the backfield with him. Four-man front for the Vikings. They give it to Stewart. Stewart gets hit in the backfield. He's tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Zach Copeland.
Zach Copeland just grabs him and wrestles him down for a loss.
It'll be third and about 10.5 back at the 20-yard line. 9:41 to go. 9:40 to go now here in the ball game.
It's third down and 11.
Vikings in a four-man front. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Tift has yet to get to the line of scrimmage. Now they're up over the ball. Twins left, twins right. Now they've got trips to the far side. Drops back, looks, throws way downfield into the end zone, overthrows everybody, but there's a flag down back here at the 30. And we've got
illegal shift. He was just about a second from getting a delay of game.
So, decline, that'll make it fourth down. Coach says we're not going to have third and 15. We're going to give them, or third and 16. We'll give them fourth and 11. Wedgworth for Tifton looks to the sidelines. He's getting the play from offensive coordinator Chris Bowden. Tifton with two former college coaches on their staff. Now he's either been a head coach or a coordinator at the Division I or Division II level. 9:09 to go in the ball game. Tip swings to the far side. Single receiver near side. Vikings, three-man front. Wedgeworth brings a man in motion. So we'll have twins. Nope. Pitches receivers. Looking. Here we come. Whistle blows. They're stopping everything. And why is that?
There's a flag over on the far side. Let's get the call on that.
Dead ball. Illegal procedure against Tipton. Back them up 5 yards. So it'll be fourth and 16.
That's right now 16 enforced penalties in this game. We've had a couple of decline penalties.
We've had eight apiece. They've penalized eight times for 77 yards. We've been penalized eight times for 82 yards.
Fourth down now and 16 for the Blue Devils. Ball at the Viking 25.
Tiff sends those two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Wedgeworth with two backs in the backfield. Now brings Malik Henry back into the backfield. Play action. Goes across the middle and into the dirt. No good. And the ball will go over on downs to our Vikings at the 25-yard line. Great defensive play by our Vikings.
Well, we gave up the 39-yard pass play. We had two pass interference calls on that last series. Otherwise, we got them way back down here. But the Vikings defense, they bend but don't break. They get the ball back for our offense at the 25-yard line with 9:01 left here in the fourth quarter. And
we've got a final from the coast. It is Camden 18, Brunswick 12.
And a final two from Moultrie. It's 17-10, Colquitt over Valdosta.
Double tight ends for our Vikings. Jerome Daniels in motion, and we give it to the fullback. And there goes Arvin Berry. Busts out over the 30, Bill. Give him 8 yards on the carry, up to about to the 30. See where we're going to mark him down at. I'm looking at the 34-yard line. We've got to get maybe up to the 36 for a first down. 8.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. The Vikings leading 21-7.
Vikings going to take a lot of time between plays now.
Five-man front. Jerome Daniels in motion towards us. Again, we give it to the fullback. That's Arvin Berry. Spins. He has the first down across the 36. Up close, so he'll get almost to the 37-yard line. And they will start the clock. They'll wind it as soon as they get the chain set. And you would look for Coach to take a lot of time between plays now, even though there's 8 minutes to go in the ball game.
Yeah, Austin Dixon's taking his time, looking to the sideline, gets the play. Play clock down to 15 seconds now.
Dixon a slide under center. We've got double tight ends. Tipton a five-man front. Again, that's Daniels in motion. And again, we give it to the fullback. That's Ahmad Snead. And Ahmad finds a hole over the left side but trips as he comes across. And he'll only get up to about the 39, where it will be second and eight from the 39-yard line. 7:40 to go here in the ball game. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings from right to left on your radio dial. Heavy right means we got a double tight end to their side of the field. Ball's on the ground. We fall on it. We got it back, so we'll lose a couple of yards. Instead of second and eight, now we'll have third and about 11 or 12, depending upon where they set the ball down, as we head toward the seven-minute mark.
Tiff County's insisting they got the ball, but officials say nope.
As Austin was able to fall right back on it, and it's one of those situations where the official saw it, but then Tipton took it away from him after he was already on the ground and well down.
Thank you, Marty, for that Equipment Park Supply sideline update. Third and 10. Dixon. Austin Dixon, the sophomore, with a man in motion. Play action. We give it to Jerome Daniels around the left side. He's across the 40 to 45. The 40, still on his feet. He's headed toward the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Coming back, guys.
Touchdown, Vikings. But it's coming back. There's a hold back at the 37.
I don't know if it was a hold as much as it was motion. No, it is a hold. A great run by Jerome Daniels. Would have been about 63 yards and a touchdown, but
It's going to come back and mark 10 more off of that, and it'll be third down and 20.
If they bring it back to the line of scrimmage, which looks like they're going to do.
The flag is right about on that line of scrimmage, so I would say that's going to be the mark off.
There's 6.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-7. But we go from a touchdown, which would have been
about 63 yards.
Yeah, about a 63-yard run. It's coming back, and they'll mark 10 off. All the way back to our 27-yard line. Third and 20. Tipped. Goes back to that five-man front. And what do we got here? Timeout Vikings. 6:31 to go in the ball game. We will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, 6:29 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-7. It will be third and 20. We just had a 63-yard touchdown call back on a penalty. We have been penalized tonight 9 times for 92 yards. And Tipton's been penalized 8 times for 77 yards. Anthony Robinson checks in. And while I got a minute, I'm going to say hello to my buddy Steve Kramer. Thanks for helping me find that light bulb this afternoon, buddy. Listening, could not make the game, and just got off work and listening on the radio. 3-down lineman for Tift. Now they walk a safety up, showing shape safety blitz. We give it to Brandon Roberts around the right side. Look at him turn. Scamper turn upfield. Hurdles by one man, two. A flag comes in.
He was going to be just about 3-4 yards short of the first down.
And we got up to our 43-yard line. Be interesting to see what this call is.
Was thrown on the far side of the field.
Holding on the Vikings.
Now, from the mark where it is, he was a yard short. If you decline it, and it'd be fourth down. I'm sorry. The mark, though, is at the 41.
Yep. That's where the penalty flag's thrown.
Yeah, the flag. Yeah, right.
So they'll go back, mark it back to the 31. And it will be third.
And about 16 now.
Okay. Ball's on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Tip with one timeout. Vikings with two. Vikings headed toward that north end zone. Dixon calls a play at the line of scrimmage. He slides under center and... Timeout Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back right after this. Back here at Martin Stadium and the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, munching on boiled peanuts, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. It is a 21-7 Viking lead with 6:08 to go here in the ball game. It will be third and 16. At the 21-yard line, we've got to get across the 47. Sophomore Austin Dixon slides under center. He gives it to Brandon Roberts around the right side. Gets a good block. He's across the 35, the 40, the 50. Steps on a man. They run him out of bounds at the 47-yard line, and we've got the first down.
Coming back, guys.
There's another flag at about the 39-yard line.
Call our receiver out here on this one. I don't know if it's a holding or a block in the back or what.
It's holding.
We have had three consecutive plays, three consecutive holding calls. One thing about it, they may be penalizing, but the time keeps running off the clock.
I don't know. I look down the way, and there's an official filming. I don't know if they're being...
They are being filmed.
Being graded. I know they're always filmed, but I wonder if they're in a grading tonight.
All right, third and 19, back at the 28. Dixon, again, under center. takes a snap, again to Bell around the right side, looking for a hole, gets tackled, and he'll get out to the 33, 32-yard line.
That was Brandon Robinson again. I bet he's got to be tired after all the running he's done. Unfortunately, couldn't get a first down for us this time.
And Belcher on the punt. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-7. Penalized now 11 times for 112 yards. Belcher standing about our 18. Darius Stewart standing at the 30. Gets that foot into it. Nice high kick. Stewart signals fair catch, makes it at their 34-yard line. Tiff will take over first and 10 there with 5:04 to go in the ball game. Cockwood had to come from behind to beat Valdosta tonight, and Camden came from behind to beat Brunswick. .504 to go in the ball game. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings leading 21-7. First and 10, Tipton at their own 34, wearing a five-man front. Wedgeworth for Tipton in the shotgun with twins left, twins right. Throws out in the flats, catch made. Inbounds, yes, they said up at the 42-yard line. And that'll be about a 8-yard pass play, so it'll be second and 8 from there. Stepped out of bounds, so that'll stop the clock with 4:59 to go in the ball game. Tipton down to one timeout, Vikings down to one. Again, he sends twins left, twins right, in the shotgun. Looks at that 5-2 defense. Steps up, quickly throws out the flat. Intercepted by Trey Jackson. Down the sidelines, the senior goes. Down the sidelines. Touchdown, Stonewall Jackson.
I see you, Trey Jackson.
That's my impact player.
There you go.
Three 40, weeks in a row.
47-yard interception return by number 17, Trey Jackson, the senior leader on this football team. He just took it the length of the field into the end zone. I can't help it, Bill.
It wasn't
the
length of the field. It was 47 yards.
I'm just proud of that boy. Belcher on to attempt. Sean Smith on to attempt the extra point. Belcher to hold. Jay Culpepper to snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 28-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Sean Smith. That is not Sean Smith. That is number 90, Will Solomon, set to kick off. Solomon steps into the ball. And Stewart will, note that's Henry, will take it at the 14. He's across the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Dances down our sidelines, and we run him out of bounds about the 37-yard line. Nice return for Malik Henry. Let's go to Taylor Biddle. Taylor Stubbs.
Trey Jackson intercepted that touchdown pass, or touchdown interception on a 47-yard return, and with 4:44 left in the game, Lions leads 28-7.
Thank you, Taylor Stubbs, for that Page Heating and Air Drive interception recap. Ball on the near hash mark, as Tiff will take over first and 10 from their own 37 with twins left, twins right. We're in a four-man front. Wedgeworth, Ryan Wedgeworth, the Tiff quarterback, the senior. Doesn't even drop back. Quarterback draw right up the middle, looking for a hole. Gets a big run.
Fumble.
Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. Vikings have recovered as Wedgeworth took the ball 13 yards, got into Viking territory. Stripped as he was going down, and we take over on our own 48-yard line.
Alex Brown, guys. Alex Brown in on the recovery.
Alex Brown on the recovery for the Vikings. One of the things we talked about with Wedgeworth was he's prone to fumble, and he's done that tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 4:35 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings up 28-7. And Austin Dixon, the sophomore, brings Jerome Daniels, Arvin Berry, and Anthony Robinson out on the field. Sends Malik Roberts to the far side as the wideout. As Tiff lines up in a five-man defensive front. Tied into their side of the field. We give it to Robinson around the right side. Looking for a hole. Cuts inside. He's across the 50. Down to the 45. He'll have the first down as he gets. Nope. They'll be close to the 42-yard line. Let's see. It's going to be awfully close, Bill. Waiting to see who has the football. Where are they going to set it down at? It'll be second and about half a yard from Tiff's 42-yard line.
Offensive lineman number 64, Cole Rigdon for the Vikings. Slow getting up, but he's okay. He comes off. Number 74, Tariq Adams comes in his place.
And they were just running as much clock as they can now as we're inside 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 28-7. Jerome Daniels in motion. Oh, and we fumble the ball and fall on it. And so instead of second half a yard, it's going to be third and about two, maybe three, depending upon. That's all the way back to the 44.
And we talked about this at the pregame. The cold weather, it's really nice. It's chilly. But you wonder if that has a bit of an effect on some of the fumbles and some of the miscues that we've had on both sides tonight.
So it's third and two. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Leading 28-7 as we approach the 3 minute mark to go here in the ball game. Tip, 5-man front. Daniels in motion. Again, we give it to the fullback. That's Ahmad Snead. He has the first down as he bumps across the 40 down to the 35. We needed 2 yards. He gave us 7. And it'll be two inside 3 minutes now. 2:59 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 28-7.
That clock will wind again as soon as they set the chains. Want to remind everybody, next week, 7:30 kickoff over at Camden County.
In Camden County. Pre-game at 6:30. First and 10 at the Tip 35-yard line. Dixon slides under center. Again, Daniels in motion. We give it to the up back. That's Ahmad Snead. Again, sneaks over the left side down to about the 31-yard line, giving 4 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 6 as we head toward 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings looking to go to 7-2 on the year, 4-1 in the region.
New quarterback.
Nope.
No, not a quarterback. At wingback, number 18.
Tyson Harris, we talked about that last week. Coach put him in late in the ball game. We got a heavy right. Dixon with Harris in motion back toward us. Gives it to Harris. Looking. Trips, turns, spins, and gets down to about the 30-yard line. So picks up 2 yards on the carry. It'll be 3rd and 5.
He kind of tripped a little bit as he made his cut upfield. Young freshman, he's always trying to prove himself.
We approach 1:30 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 28-7. Ball on the near hash mark. We'll run that play clock just as far down. It'll be almost at the 1 minute mark when we snap the ball this time.
Third down. If we get a first here, we ice it.
Nate Brantley in at fullback. Takes the snap. Gives it to Brantley. There he goes. He gets hit. Fights hard. He'll be just about half a yard short, and I'm not sure Coach might not go for it.
Well, I thought, yeah, exactly. He needed the 25. He's at the 25 and a half. Well, they're going to mark it right on the 26.
So give it fourth and a yard as we're at the 40. They have just wound the clock, so we will have to run one play. I know Coach will probably run it all. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach run it all the way down and then call timeout and then go for it.
Yeah, you got nothing to do here. You might as well. He's going to run it down as far as he can go. 9, 8, 7 in the play clock.
Got a man in motion. And he gives it to Nate Brantley, who has the first down as he crosses the 24. Tyson Harris?
Yes, it was. Number 18.
The freshman gets us the first down. Stops the clock 20.3 seconds. They'll wind it right here. This is the ball game. Vikings will go to 7-2 on the year, 4-1 in the region, have solidified themselves. We are in the playoff. We're just now we'll have to battle Camden for that number two playoff spot. We will be in Camden County next Friday night, and that will be for that number two spot and a home playoff berth. Vikings win 28-7. And we'll take a keep it right here.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break.
Let's take a two-minute break and come back. We'll have Marty Rogers and Coach Mick Pearson. We'll be back after this two-minute break. Vikings win 28-7.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box at Martin Stadium. Vikings are victorious over the Tiff County Blue Devils, 28-7. Boy, there's some shocking numbers that we'll get to in a little while when we go over the page, heating and air, final game stats. Just the sloppiness of play when you add up all the total interceptions, all the total the fumbles tonight. Just not a lot of well-played football, and I know that's going to drive Coach McPherson nuts.
And it wasn't well played by either team. The fumbles they had, the fumbles we had, the miscues, the penalties. You know, that one play where we had, I know of two first downs, or the one first down and a touchdown that was called back because of holding. And let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson for the traditions flooring coach's interview.
Wes, coach is calling up his team here. He wants to talk to them a minute, so we throw it back up there to you. He's going to talk to his whole team.
Okay, just holler at us when you're ready to come downstairs. Or you want to take a 60? We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box at Martin Stadium as the Vikings win 28-7 over the Blue Devils of Tiff County High School. Players are still down on the field. Coach McPherson talking to his guys. Tiff County Band went their halftime show, and they're going to play here at the end of the game. They're waiting for the field to clear so they can get out and play. So,
Coach McPherson down there on the field. He has just broken the huddle, so we'll keep it right here and see if we can get downstairs. Marty, can you get to it?
All right, Marty's just about. They're trying to clear the field, of course, so the Blue Devil Band can get out here and play.
And there we go.
Tonight, congratulations, big win.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Thank you.
Coach, you said at halftime, if they don't score, we win, and you were right.
We did it. Yeah, shoot, man. We played a fantastic game. I mean, total team effort, you know. We're getting better each week. And I'm just proud of them.
Coach, I heard you tell your team it was a total team effort right up from the scout team. Most importantly, your defense tonight. They didn't give up a point. Of course, we had the touchdown. We gave up on the defense only allowed 139 yards all night long. You have to be proud of them.
Absolutely proud of them. You know, you can't call one kid out. You know, Jackson had a touchdown. I think Bell had a touchdown on the blocked punt, or did he block the punt?
Scott the blocked punt, and Bell picked it up. But, you know, it is senior night. Speaking of our seniors, Trey had the big interception. Brandon Roberts got two interceptions. Dyshawn had several big blocks. You got to be proud of the senior class. They pulled together after we lost that first region game, and they've reeled off four straight region victories.
Not only, you know, those kids had a great night, and they're good football players, but they're really good kids, too. They do well in the classroom. They want to do right. You know, they're going to be, you know, good fathers and everything one day, too, I promise you.
Coach, I know that makes you proud. I know you love these kids. I heard you tell your team you got one more, and you're going to get on the bus next week. And I know you're probably attention to already turned a little bit to next week, and you're excited about that last region game.
I don't know.
Guys, he's got a 10 to something. We've got players on the field. He's going to go down there and try to get them off so that Tiffin's band can get on the field.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were out there doing some things. The offensive lineman is who it was, but they do need to move off the field so Tiff County can go ahead and play.
And They're getting all that while they get all that. But I want to remind you once again of the Bounce High Randy McPherson. Go ahead.
Hey, why are they doing that real quick? What it is our offensive line is down there with Coach Honeycutt, but I'm standing here with senior Brandon Roberts. Brandon, two picks tonight in the first half. That was huge. How proud of you of your defense?
I'm very proud of my defense. We've been playing good for like the last couple games we had. We just gathered together and played as a team.
Brandon, y'all reeled off now four straight region victories. Defense, like you said, has played great. Tonight didn't give up a point. You know, that's got to be something. What is it about this defense that makes it so special?
I just feel like after the first game, it was hard. We cried, and now we coming back together. We fighting good.
Brandon, you got one more next week over in Camden County. Y'all ready for that?
Yes, sir, we ready.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Player interview. And now let's go to Taylor Biddle for our stats.
Post-game stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for our stat reports and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union post-game report. First down tonight, Tiff County had 8 first downs. Lowndes had 13 first downs. Rushing attempts tonight, Tiff County was 28 attempts for 66 yards rushing. Lowndes was 40 attempts for 122 yards rushing. Passing tonight, the Vikings were 4 of 6, passing for 74 yards. They did throw 2 interceptions. The Blue Devils were 8 of 17 for 73 yards. They threw 3 interceptions. Total plays tonight, the Blue Devils had 45 total plays for 139 yards. The Vikings had 46 plays for 196 yards. Vikings averaged 4.3 yards per play. Blue Devils averaged 3.1 yards per play. Lowndes did fumble 3 times, losing 1 of those. Tips fumbled 4 times, losing 2 of those. Penalties tonight, the Vikings were penalized 11 times for 122 yards, while Tiff County was penalized 8 times for 77 yards. Punting tonight, Tiff County had 4 punts averaging 35.5 yards. Vikings had 3 punts averaging 38 yards. Punt returns tonight, the Vikings had 3 punt returns for 80 yards, and Tiff County had nothing but fair catches tonight. Kickoff return. First for the Vikings, we had 1 kickoff return for 17 yards. The Blue Devils had 5 kickoff returns for 44 yards. Vikings intercepted the ball, like we said, 3 times for a total of 82 yards, including Trey Jackson's 47-yard return. The Blue Devils intercepted twice, but they were near the sideline and never got any yards gained off the interception. Time of possession tonight, Vikings had the ball for 19 minutes and 7 seconds. Blue Devils had the ball for 24 minutes and 18 seconds. Vikings were 5 of 11 on third down conversions. Blue Devils were 4 of 11 on third down conversions. Vikings were 1 of 2 on fourth down conversions, while Blue Devils were 0 for 1 on fourth down conversions. Vikings were sacked 2 times for 16-yard loss. Blue Devils were sacked 2 times for 14-yard loss. Leading rushers first for the Vikings tonight, Jerome Daniels had 5 carries for 36 yards. Anthony Robinson had 10 carries for 61 yards. Ahmad Sneed had 4 carries for 18 yards. Arvin Berry had 4 carries for 13 yards. The freshman Tyson Harris had 2 carries for 4 yards. Passing tonight, Austin Dixon again was the only quarterback tonight, 4 of 6 for 74 yards. Receiving tonight, Jerome Daniels had 1 catch for 12 yards. Jackson had 1 catch for 4 yards. Brandon Roberts had 1 catch for 37 yards. It was the touchdown. And Gabe Neighbors had 1 catch for 21 yards. Box score goes like this. Vikings had 14 points in the first quarter. Blue Devils had 7 points. No score in the second quarter. Vikings had 7 points in the third quarter. Tiff had no points in the third quarter. And Vikings had 7 points in the fourth quarter, with Tiff no points in the fourth quarter. Vikings do win the ball game 28-7. That is your Page Heating and Air post-game stat report.
Want to remind our listeners, be sure and stop by our website at www.thevikingvoice.com. That's thevikingvoice.com. We'll have these stats updated a little later on tonight. You can go back and see all the games this season and our year-to-date stats at thevikingvoice.com.
And a great, great victory. Vikings go to 7-2 on the year. More importantly, 41 in the region. And they have assured themselves of a playoff spot. we will be. We want to remind everybody the Lounge Eye Coach, Randy McPherson, Coach of Show, sponsored in part by the Lunch Body Works at Cheddar's. We'll be there on Norman Drive this Tuesday night at 6:45. Roundtable discussion, and Coach will be in. And we'll talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming game against Camden County, a game which should determine the number two seed in the region.
It should.
And
go ahead.
I didn't know what you were saying, Bill.
It's time to start talking about some final thoughts.
Let's go to final thoughts, and we'll start down on that end with Marty Rogers.
That's a great night for the Vikings. They really pulled together and played well again. I tell you, like Coach Mack talked to the team after the game and said, guys, we are peaking at the right time. And I asked him that before the game, and that's what he said after the game to the whole team, that we're peaking. It starts with a scout team. It works its way all the way up to the starters and the seniors, and everybody's contributing, and it's a team effort. And he was very, very proud of the Vikings. And so am I. Our defense, guys, our defense has held a very, very, very good Tipton team to 7 points, and really that was scored on the turnover. So, you know, they didn't give up a single point at all, really. And you've got to be proud of them. Matter of fact, they scored 7 themselves from Stonewall, Trey Jackson, big interception return. So our defense is just playing lights out. Very, very proud of them.
Taylor?
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way our defense played. Like Marty said, special teams, we scored a touchdown on special teams, but we also scored a touchdown on defense with Trey Jackson's pick six. I was a little disappointed in the sloppiness when it came to penalties. It seemed like there was flags on the field all night. It looked like Dick Tracy had laundry out there that was needed to be done. And turnovers, guys, we turned the ball over a lot tonight with the interceptions and the fumble we had. All in all, though, you make those mistakes and still win 28-7. It's a testament to how well you are playing. But listen, we got a hard-fought ball game coming up in Camden County, and we cannot make these kind of mistakes against the Camden County team like that. Time of possession tonight was in Tipton's favor,
yes.
but we were still able to put that many points on the board. You know, all in all, I think we played really well. I was pleased by the way our defense played with the interceptions that we had, and I was pleased with the performance of the Vikings tonight.
Thank you, Taylor. Bill?
Well, I have to agree. The mistakes tonight drive coaches crazy, and they're going to get in the out on the practice field this week. The center quarterback exchange, that disappointed me. There, we had two opportunities there where those, you know, we had bad snaps there, whether it was Austin pulling out too soon or whether the snap was not all the way there. We don't know that, but that one thing has to get fixed. I mean, you can take away two fumbles right there. You know, we didn't lose them, which is great, but just having that, we lose a play, though, when that happens. So I think that offensively, I'm not going to talk about defense because these guys are clicking on all eight cylinders right now. They're playing the way a defense is supposed to play. Offensively, I'm encouraged by what we did in the air. I think that we did pretty well. We had, we were 4 of 6, and what did we have, 74 yards in the air. And really, I thought we had greater opportunities for that. We rushed well, but we mixed it up pretty well, and I was very pleased with that. We eliminate the turnovers, the mistakes that we made, the holding penalties, and I think we have a successful week next week over at Camden County.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. I want to remind everybody once again, the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show, sponsored in part by the Lodge Body Works at Cheddar's on Tuesday night at 6:45. Vikings win 28-7 to go to 7-2 on the year, 4-1 in the region, and sets up a big showdown with Camden County next Friday night for the number 2 seed.
Yep, Wes, want to remind everybody, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. And you may have just said that. I had my headset off for a second. Sorry about that. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. Has been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lions High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County.